Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to KCNI Public Affairs. I'm Jeremy Scheip, and I'm joined by Nicole Anderson with Hunters for Youth. They've got a great event coming up this weekend. It's a Trotline event at Pressey, and we're going to be learning more about this by speaking with Nicole this morning. Nicole, first of all, thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
This is a great event coming up this weekend. This is a Trotline event. Should we start with just kind of describing what a Trotline event is for people that aren't familiar, and then they can get excited about attending this? Just break it down for us. How does this work, and what is it?
Yeah, a Trotline is where we go out and we have a bunch of lines set with multiple hooks per line. And we throw them out into the river, and primarily it is to try to catch catfish, but there are other species that you can also catch along with this. If you follow our social media, I actually just posted a wonderful post about the entire history of Trotline, kind of how it originated, how we use it in today's society, the wonderful tricks and tips that kids can learn from doing Trotline. So it's definitely a wonderful read if you have time.
And this is for kids and families, and this is just kind of about learning the art of it, right? So no experience is great for people coming in and signing up for this, right?
Definitely. Obviously, if you have some Trotline experience, that's great, but we are here to teach everyone how to do it. The kids are going to actually go out and catch their own bait. So we're going to teach them how to do that, how to hook the bait onto the hooks so then we can get the trot lines out. And then we are going to be camping overnight. So if you do want to come, make sure that you bring stuff for that. We are going to be providing supper and breakfast for people, so you don't have to worry about food, but just the essentials as far as sleeping, any kind of snacks and drinks that you may want to personally bring yourself. But yeah, it'll be a wonderful opportunity for kids to get out and learn a very, very long history and kind of connect with our ancestors a little bit.
Yeah, and it's an event that's overnight because you're checking these lines periodically, right? So you've got things you can do while you're camping and enjoy time together, but it all kind of rotates around going out and checking those fishing lines, right?
Correct. Yep. So catfish do a lot of their hunting at night. And so we may check them once in the evening time before we all go to bed. But that morning time when we check them again is going to be that big time where we're going to see, hopefully, a lot of fish on our line.
Great. And Nicole, if people are interested, how do they get registered for this event? I know it's coming up quickly this Saturday. You're probably trying to get some final shopping done. As you said, food is provided and things like that. So when should people get registered by, and how do they do that?
Yeah, with it being Saturday, obviously the sooner the better. I have a flyer up on our website, huntersforyouth.org. And it has a QR code on there. All you have to do is scan it and fill out a couple of questions, and you are already pre-registered. We also have it on our Facebook and our Instagram pages. It's all over the place. So you just got to search us, and it'll pop up right there for you to be able to get registered.
Is there any cost associated with this, Nicole?
No, just the driving up to the actual location that we're going to be hosting it. Everything else will be provided. So it should be a roughly cheap opportunity for kids to go out and learn a brand new skill.
Great. That was going to be my next question. You're meeting up at Pressey Park. Okay. I guess my last question just kind of diverges off of the Trotline event specifically, but tell us a little bit, if people are not familiar with Hunters for Youth, what your mission is and what you hope to accomplish with not only this event, but all of the events that Hunters for Youth does throughout the year. I think it's such a great organization that's, it's been around over 10 years now. what is Hunters for Youth all about, and how can people get involved or support Hunters for Youth if they would like to?
That's a great question. So Hunters for Youth got started in 2025. Our CEO, Greg Johnson, is the one who started it up. Our big mission is just getting kids out into the outdoors, getting them off of their tablets and phones and TVs, and teaching them how to hunt, how to fish. We put on ice clinics when we have nice ice out. I know my husband and I did that a couple years ago, and teaching them ice safety and how to check it and be, you know, able to go out and have fun, but do it in a manner that's going to keep them safe. And all of these other events are the same way. It's just, we have a set of skills that we're wanting to pass down to the next generation, and stop them from, you know, being on the TV for 8 hours. Well, let's go out into nature and let's go scout for deer or turkey or whatever the case may be, and continue those traditions and passing them down to the next generation.
Great. Well, it's an awesome organization, and this weekend is the next event. I know you've got events going forward throughout the rest of this summer and on into the fall, so we'll continue to talk to you about those, and we appreciate your time talking about this event.
Yes, thank you so much, and I hope to see all of you out there this weekend.
Again, folks, this is coming up this weekend, a Trotline event put on by Hunters for Youth at Pressey Park. And it involves camping and checking these lines and learning all there is to know about this this way of fishing. So go and check it out. No cost involved besides getting yourself to Pressey Park. Pre-registration is required, and that's available on the Hunters for Youth social media pages and their website. This has been KC&I Public Affairs.